We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Where are we at with the latest regarding the redistricting fight in New York State?
Well, the Democrats have launched a federal case that they're trying to advance, and apparently it's just been struck down at the first level of the federal judiciary. It's a long shot at best. They're trying to make a claim that the primary must be held in June. We'll see where it goes. I mean, there's still more courts they're going to go through, but it seems like a last-ditch effort and kind of swinging for the fences. They also were talking about having one primary, an at-large primary, where everybody in New York would vote for, you know, just all the seats without district lines, which would be disastrous for Western New York. Even Congressman Hagan said that, you know, with the downstate dominance in terms of population in New York City, they would end up electing almost all the congressmen from one area of the state. So I don't think that's going to get very far. But we'll just have to wait and see what the special master does in redrawing lines and what happens with, you know, the dates of the primary. Is it moved? And what happens with petition gathering? That's going to have to be done again. So, you know, it's pretty chaotic right now, and we just have to wait and see, how quickly the court redraws the lines and what they look like. There's also another suit that started regarding the assembly districts. It was kind of interesting to me. I read the entire decision, and basically it said that the process was so badly flawed that, you know, the congressional districts and the state Senate districts had to be redone, never addressed the assembly. Now, I'm not a lawyer, but I know there's a concept in law. I think it's referred to as the fruit of the poison tree, that if the tree is poison, then all the fruit is poison. So I couldn't figure out why, if the process was so unconstitutional for drawing the congressional lines and so unconstitutional for drawing the Senate lines, why didn't the same apply to the assembly? That was not addressed in the decision, but there has been a court case now that's been launched by a group of Republicans to ask that question and to see if those assembly lines need to be redrawn. So we'll, again, just have to wait and see how that proceeds through the court system.
You mentioned the master planner, the independent redistricting expert that was hired by a judge to redraw the congressional district maps. And he's holding a public hearing today on plans going forward. What do you expect to hear? Or, you know, are you expecting anything in particular in terms of any sorts of announcements or anything that he'll bring up?
No, I think if he's holding a public hearing, he'll probably stay a neutral and just take comments. And you're going to hear comments, and they're going to be partisan comments. The Democrat speakers are going to talk about how we have to have the primary and that those lines were legitimate. And Republican speakers are going to say, no, they weren't. And by evidence of the fact that so far all the courts have ruled that they were not legitimate, they were unconstitutional. The State Court of Appeals really issued a slap down of Democrats in their actual ruling and the decision, and basically said the Democrats acted as if there was no constitution at all in the state in a completely partisan way, with just one party, and just really, really nailed them if you read the decision. So I expect you're going to hear pretty much the same type of narrative from both parties. The special master will take notes, probably not show his hand at all. And then after he's checked the box that he's had a public hearing, he'll go back to the drawing board and issue new lines sometimes between now and the end of the month.
So with this new master planner, the original redistricting map that was drawn up but then later struck down by the state judge, that's dead, right? Is there any chance that this map could still be valid?
Only if the Democrats' case in the federal court system were to intervene. And again, right now, initially, they they basically were laughed out of court this week by the federal judge. So, you know, they're going to continue to go down that road. And that, but that would be, you know, that would be a complication. If the federal court now enters into it and says, no, it's the state court was incorrect and those lines are good. I mean, again, it really is swinging for the fences on their part. But who knows when, once you get into court and what kind of judges you have and what the arguments are made. But right now it looks like we're headed towards the state court driving the process and having new lines drawn by a court with a special master, an expert that's going to try to come up with fairer lines than what the Democrats produced.
So pretty much this master planner, the hope is that he's going to be more of a mediator to try and divvy up this in a fair way for both parties to be able to draw these lines, right?
Exactly. Yeah, they're hoping and you know, the hope is that this nonpartisan person who's an expert in reapportionment and drawing lines and studying past cases will put together lines that are fair, that meet all of the federal requirements for the way you deal with communities and neighborhoods and minority communities, and produces a competitive map. That was the court's basic definition of gerrymandering, where you produce a map that pretty much stops competitive elections from occurring. And the hope is that if you have a fair map, you will have competitive districts. And so I think that will be this person's end goal in mind, is to produce a map that gives both parties more chance or a fairer chance in a greater number of districts to have actual competition, where basically now, instead of the politicians choosing their voters, you give voters a chance to choose their politicians. And that's where I think the special master is going to be going.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.